Parshas Bo'i,
Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk states, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chodoshim. Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron in Eretz Mitzrayim, this month shall be for you the beginning of months. Rashi comments that this refers to Chodesh Nisan, which is the first month. And this month should be the beginning of the order of the counting of months. Iyar will be called the second month, and Sivan the third month. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes from the Ramban, who explains that the names of the Hebrew months that we use are Persian names that the Bnei Yisrael brought from Bavel, and we continue until this day to use these names. Why? In order to remember that we came from Golos Bavel, and from there Hashem redeemed us. The names of the months, Nisan, Iyar, Tishrei, etc., are Persian names that are found only in the Sifrei Nevi'ei Bavel, such as Zechariah, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Megillas Esther. Rav Yaakov asks, why in fact did Chazal choose to continue to use these Persian names instead of the Lashon of the Torah, Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShalishi, as we have in Parshas Yisroi, B'Chodesh HaShalishi, L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. In addition, among the names of the months is Tammuz, which is the name of an Avodah Zarah. Why should we continue to use this name? Also, during the period of Bayis Sheni, the language that was spoken in Eretz Yisrael was Lashon Arami. Why? It was only Divrei Torah that was written in Lashon HaKodesh. Also, how was it that in Mitzrayim the Bnei Yisrael were praised Shelo Shinu Es Lashonam when they spoke Lashon Arami? Rav Yaakov answers as follows. The Gemara in Yoima Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis states that there were five things missing in the Bayis Sheni that existed in the Bayis Rishon. The first item was the Oroin, the Ark. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it would be destroyed, so he hid the Oroin underground. This was actually carried out by HaMelech Yoshiyahu when he realized that the Churban was approaching. The Oron and other items were not restored in the second Beis HaMikdash. Rav Yaakov says it seems from the Gemara that the reason that the Oron was missing in the Bayis Sheni is Mishum Shenis Aleim Min Ha'ayin, because it was lost and could not be found. But based on the Mishnah in Maseches Shkolim, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, it seems that there was a different reason. The Mishnah states, Ma'aseh b'chayhein echad, shahaya mis'aseik, v'ra'a es haritzpa shehi mishuna, mechavri seha. Bova omar lachaveiroi, lo hispik ligmor hadavar, ad sheyotzitsa nishmasoi, v'yadu'u b'yichud, shesham ha'oroin nignaz. This is the Lashon of the Mishnah. What the Mishnah is saying is that there was a story regarding a certain Kohen who was either inspecting the wood for the Mizbeach or repairing the floor. And he observed that a stone in the flooring was different than the others. He came to tell his colleague, but did not suffice to complete the matter before his soul departed. It was then that they knew clearly that the Oroin was hidden there. So we see that even though they knew where the Oroin was hidden, they did not raise it to put it in its place in the Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. We must therefore conclude that there was a very specific reason for not allowing the Oroin to be restored in the Bayis Sheni. Why? Rav Yaakov explains that it seems that the Oilei Bavel, the ones who built the Bayis Sheni, knew that this binyan would not be an everlasting structure, and that their return to Eretz Yisrael during this tekufa would not be the Geula Shleima. they realized that the Binyan Bayis Sheni at this time was only being built to prepare Am Yisrael for a period of a lengthy Golos. L'hochin es ha'om l'tkufas ha'golos ho'arucha. Al Pishuras Hadin, they were supposed to remain in Babel for a much longer period of time, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that after 70 years of Golos Babel, most of the Jewish people had intermarried and had become absorbed and integrated with the Goyim, and it was very clear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that had the Bnei Yisrael remained there for a longer period of time, they would never be able to keep their Jewish identity, and there would not be anyone remaining to redeem. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took pity on his nation and took them out of Bavel and returned them temporarily to Eretz Yisrael and allowed the building of the Bayis Sheni. All this was done in order that the Bnei Yisrael will do teshuvah and strengthen themselves once again, b'yisaydois ho'emunah, and fortify themselves for the next stretch of the bitter golos. Therefore, in order that the Bnei Yisrael should realize that they are still in golos, the Oroin was not dug up to be restored in the Bayis Sheni. Therefore, in order to impress upon the people that they are presently in Golos, they continued to use the names of the Persian months as they were used in Bavel. And therefore, they also continued to speak in the language of Golos, Lashon Arami. And they did not speak Lashon HaKodesh, which would have conveyed a message that the Golos was coming to an end. This also answers the question of why the Talmud Yerushalmi that was written in Eretz Yisrael was written in Aramis, all to show that we are still in Golos and to always remember that we are in Golos. Rav Yaakov also said on a number of occasions that we must also understand that Hakamas Medinas Yisrael Biyomenu, the establishment of the State of Israel in our time, Shel achar hachurbon hagadol v'hayeush shene'echaz bekerev she'eris ha'pleito, after the tremendous destruction and the despair that the Jewish remnant experienced, and la'or matzavom hanoyosh v'ha'avud shel yahadus Rusya, the desperation of Russian Jewry in our time, sibev hakadosh baruch hu es hakomas hamedino kidei lechazek es hazehus hayehudis ulekayem es hakesher shebein yahadus hagoylo oklal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the establishment of Medinat Yisrael to strengthen the Jewish identity and to restore the connection between the Jewish people in Golos and in Eretz Yisrael. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Zayin. The words Al Habotim. They should take from the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat the Korban Pesach. The Ibn Ezra comments on the word Botim, Meshuneh Bidikduk. Grammatically, the word Botim is irregular. Ki yesh dogesh achar kamatz gadol. Because the tuf has a dogesh in it, following a kamatz gadol, and this is contrary to the rule of dogesh, because a dogesh is only placed after a kamatz katan, which is a tenua katana. The Ibn Ezra suggests that perhaps the word should have been batim, with a patach under the bays, and therefore there is a dogesh in the tuf, since it follows a patach, which is a tenua katana. And perhaps there is a missing yud from the word bayis, and to compensate for the drop yud, there is a kamatz under the bays. The Ibn Ezra also adds, Shaloi tis arev zois hagizra im gizras, Aseres habatim choymer. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Hei, pasuk Yud Dalid, Aseres Habatim Chomer. The word batim, houses, should not be confused with the word batim in this pasuk, meaning a measure of oil, where the word batim is the plural of the word bas, a measure, as the pasuk states in Yechezkel also, ha'ifa v'habas. Therefore, batim, houses, was changed to batim to avoid confusion. The Radak adds that the reason for the dogesh in the tuf of batim and not read basim is not to confuse the word houses with the word basa, which means desolate, desolation, inyan shemama, as we find in Yeshaya Perek Zayin Pasuk Yutes, uva'u v'nachu chulam b'nachalei habatois, and they shall all come and rest in the desolate valleys. Therefore, we should be careful to pronounce the word batim with a komatz under the beis and a dagesh chazak in the tav. Note also that the zakeif trup under the beis is irregular. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Aleph. The words Vishachatu HaPosach, you should slaughter the Passover offering. The Ibn Ezra comments on the word Vishachatu that one of the Baalei Dikduk said that the word Vishachatu, meaning you should slaughter, is a verb in Binyan Pi'el. But the Ibn Ezra says he is wrong. The verb is a tzivui of a binyan kal. The pasuk stated previously in the parshan and pasuk vav, vishochatu oisoi koil kahal adas Yisrael, the word vishochatu is also binyan kal. We do not find anywhere in Tanakh where this shoiresh is used in binyan pi'el. The only other binyan where we find the shoresh is in binyan nif'al, that is, the binyan that receives the action from a binyan kal. As an example, in Vayikra Parshas Tzav, Bimkoi Masher Tishochet Ha'oila Tishochet Hachatos, in the place where the carbon oila shall be slaughtered, the sin offering shall be slaughtered. Getting back to the word Vishachatu, the general rule of tzivui in binyan kal is that the pei hapoyal, the first root letter, gets a chirik, like the word mishchu. But since the ches in the word vishachatu is a groinis, a guttural letter, the first root letter gets a patach. There is a patach under the shin. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Vayenatzalu es Mitzrayim. Hashem gave the people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians, and they lent them, and the Bnei Yisrael emptied Mitzrayim. Rashi translates the word Vayenatzalu as Targum Onkelos does, V'roikinu, they emptied out. The word Vayenatzalu does not mean they saved from a Lashon Hatzalah, but means they emptied out. The Ibn Ezra comments that we do not find the Shoresh Nun Tzadik Lamed in Binyan Kal. We only find it in Hif'il and in Pi'el, and the word Vayenatzalu is from Binyan Pi'el. Look in Parshas Vayetze in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Tes, where the pasuk states, "Vayatzel Elokim es miknei avichem vayiten li." God had taken away your father's livestock and gave them to me. The word "vayatzel" has the same shoyrish nun tzadik lamed, and is a verb in binyan hif'il. There is no difference in meaning except, when used in Hif'il, Vayatzel, the object is mentioned, the cattle. But in PL, Bayinatzalu, the Pasuk does not mention the object. The Pasuk does not mention what they took. It just says, Bayinatzalu es Mitzrayim, they emptied Mitzrayim. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Zayim. Vayis'u v'nei Yisrael meira m'seis, Sukkosa. The B'nai Yisrael traveled from Ramses to Sukkos. The Ibn Ezra comments on the word Vayis'u. Hoyo hasamoch ro'uy lehidagesh b'hizbala hanun. K'moy vayigeshu, vayittenu, and ulai bokein lehokel al haloshoin. The samach in the word vayis'u, they traveled, should have received a dogesh chazak in the samach to compensate for the missing nun of the shoirish nun samach ayin. Just as there is a dogesh in the gimel of vayigishu, there is a dogesh in the vayigishu since the shoirish is nun gimel shin, and we compensate for the nun that was dropped by putting the dogesh in the gimel. Also the word vayittenu, there is a dogesh in the tuf to compensate for the nun of the shoyrish nosoin, nun, sof, nun. The Ibn Ezra answers that it is possible that the dogesh in vayis'u was omitted to simplify the enunciation of this word. It would be more difficult to enunciate Vayis'u with a dogesh. The last thing I'd like to mention is back at the beginning of Parshas Bo'i, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk states, Ki ani hichbadti es liboi. Hashem said to Moshe, come to Paroi, for I have made his heart stubborn, or I hardened his heart. The word hichbadti is a verb belonging to binyan hif'il, the causative binyan, the binyan hagoyim. Hichbadti means I caused his heart to be stubborn. The shorish kaved, kof vaveiz dalid in Tanakh has many meanings depending on the binyan in which it is constructed. In last week's parsha, Perik Ches Pasuk Chav Ches, the Pasuk stated, Vayachbeid Paroi es Liboi. Paroi made his heart stubborn. The word Vayachbeid belongs to Binyan Hif'il. He himself caused his heart to be stubborn. But in Perik Tes Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk states, Vayichbad Lev Paroi, Veloi Shilach Es B'nei Yisrael. The word Vayichbad belongs to Binyan Kal and has a different meaning. Vayichbad means Paro's heart became stubborn. He did not make himself stubborn. If you do not read these words properly, you absolutely change the meaning of the word. Similarly, if you confuse Vayechezak Lev Paroi with Vayechazek Lev Paroi, you change the meaning of the word. The word Vayechezak means Paro's heart became strong, and that's Binyan Kal. And Vayechazek means Hashem strengthened the heart of Paroi, and this is a Binyan Piel. Also, if you make a mistake and say Vayachazek with a patach under the yud, it means and he grabbed hold of, as in Vayachazek b'karnois hamizbeach. Therefore, you must be careful when saying these words. Okay.